Corn silage uses the whole above-ground corn plant, not just the kernel. Now, fungicides actually treat the leaves and not the kernel. So it makes some sense that treating a corn field destined to become silage and not grain might provide a higher quality feed for dairy cattle, if it were in better condition when chopped. At least that's what University of Illinois dairy specialist Phil Cardoso is exploring.
And what I'm doing here is starting a research where we can understand that material, looking at the leaf perspective, so the quality of the plant or how green it is, chopping it, putting it in a silo, and then giving to cows. We know that all the plants affected by fungus, they have lower digestibility by having a higher fiber content, especially the bad fiber that we say, that ADF, acid detergent fiber, and lignin. So cows, they cannot handle that very well.
This is a primary goal of Cardoso's research. Does applying a fungicide to a cornfield increase the feed qualities of the corn silage? He'd also like to know, if the former is the case, at what stage the fungicide should be applied to the growing cornfield. The five-leaf stage, at the five-leaf stage, and at silking, or two applications, or at the previous two stages plus the third application later in the growing season. Each of the three trials will be tested.
And we ensile them separately, and we are feeding them separately, and we want to see if cows are going to produce more or less milk on some of those. We also are checking for the fermentation or the patterns that are happening with each one of those silages. Additionally, and there is a little bit of speculation there, but a lot of researchers had comments that by applying fungicides, you may be preventing the presence of the fungus and therefore the presence of toxins in your material. We know here in Illinois, 2 years ago, we had a big problem with stressed corn and a lot of toxins, mycotoxins, specifically aflatoxin, more commonly, coming from the corn grain. However, perhaps that can be coming also from the from corn silage. But that, at this point, is more speculation than something that we know for sure.
This trial is in its very earliest stages. However, some of the silage is being fed, and the first observation is that the cows eat more. This may be because the treated silage is more digestible, but that's not known. Here's the reason the research is being done. Phil Cardoso says 2/3 of the forage fed to a dairy cow should be corn silage because it is the most economical feedstuff. That's about 27 to 28 pounds of dry matter corn silage per cow per day.
That's something that it's going to probably make your diet be really competitive, and your income over feed cost, that means, you know, how much she's eating for how much she's producing, you're going to be maximizing that by using this good corn silage.
Well, the University of Illinois corn silage fungicide application and feeding trials are ongoing. Those interested can contact Phil Cardoso in the Department of Animal Sciences on the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. For U of I Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.